Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Masechet Seiduyos, and we are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Yud Dalet. Klei Cheres Matzil Al Kol Kedivrei Beis Hillel. A Klei Cheres that's fully sealed will save whatever is in it from becoming Tameh in the surrounding environment. Meaning, let's say there's a dead body in the room, and you have a Klei Cheres that's fully sealed that has something inside that Klei Cheres that's in the same room as the dead body. The content of that Klei Cheres does not become Tameh, according to Beis Hillel. Beishami says, no, it doesn't save any content of that klicheres, it only saves ochlun mashkin or other klicheres. But if, let's say, there's a metal fork inside that klicheres, it still will become tameh. So Amalam Beisil says, I don't understand why that would be the case. Why would you make such a distinction between what's inside of it? So Amalam Beishami said, back meshu tameh al gava ma'aretz ve'en kli tameh chotzeitz. Because anything that's found by Nama Aretz, whether it's Kalim, whether it's Ochlim, whether it's Mashkin, they're all assumed to be Tameh because they're not Bikim in Hilchos Tumah Tahara, and they can view things that are Tameh as if they're Tahar, and Kli Tameh cannot be Chotzeitz, cannot be save something from Tumah. Only a Kli Tahar can save something from Tumah. So the Kalim of Nama Aretz are Becheskas Tameim, and therefore they're not Matzil things inside of it from becoming tameh. So Amar Lahem Beis Hillel, V'lo Tiarta Machlo Mashkin Shebetochus. So Beis Hillel says, okay, I get that argument, but then the Klei Cheres should not save anything that's inside of it, because if it's a Klei Cheres that belongs to an Nama Aretz, then it's tameh, it should not have the capacity to save anything. Amar Lahem Beishame said, K'shetiarno, Achol Mashkin Shebetochus, Liatzmo Tiarno, Aval K'shetiarta Sekli, Tiarta L'cha V'lo. Then Beishame said, whoa, wait a second. When we say that we're Metaher, the food and drink that's inside of it and the other Klei Cheres that's inside of it, that means we view it as Tahar for the Am Haaretz himself, that because we're not concerned that a Chaver is going to come to use it, because a Chaver doesn't go near these kinds of things that belong to an Am Haaretz, because all the Am Haaretz's food is considered to be Tameh. And a Klei Cheres also is considered to be Tameh because it has no Tahar B'mikvah. There's no way it ever be Metaher it. So that's why we're going to say that it's Tahar, because we're only talking about the people who would ever use it, which is the Am Haaretz. But where you're dealing with other types of kelim, that maybe a chaver will borrow these things and he'll tovel it and he'll use it. So tovel it and use it doesn't help for tumas meis. That's still going to be a problem, because you need azaz shlish yushvi of paraduma to save from tumas meis. So therefore we're metame legabe a chaver for what a chaver is likely to borrow and to use. So chazu b'sil laharos kedir b'shamay. This is another example where Beis Hillel eventually agreed to the Shita of the Beis Shammai. Moving now to Perek Beis of Masechet Seiduyos, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Chinuch Sgan HaKohanim, Hei Rabbah Dvarim. Rabbi Chinuch Sgan HaKohanim was made four different things. Meimem shel kohanim lo nimnu milisof as habasar shenitma bevlad hatuma im habasar shenitma ba'av hatuma af al bishom sivin tuma al tuma. So that in the days of the kohanim they did not refrain from burning meat that had become tame from a vlad hatuma, meaning from a rishon hatuma, meat that itself was a sheni hatuma, with meat that was burnt with an av hatuma that had become tame rather from an av hatuma, which means the meat itself was a rishon hatuma, even though being most of Tumal Tumaso. So the Gemara explains, when we say Bavlada Tumah, it doesn't mean something that became Tameh from Rishon, it means something that became Tameh from a Sheni. That if you had meat that itself had become Tameh from a Sheni, which means that this meat is now a Shalishi, you're allowed to burn it together with meat that had become Tameh from an Avatumah, which means that the meat is now a Rishon. So if you have two pieces of meat, one is a Shalishi, one is a Rishon, you may burn them together, even though by putting them in contact with each other, the Shalishi is being... The Shlishi's Tuma is intensifying to now become a Sheni L'Tuma. So that's called being Mosif Tuma Al Tuma So. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, Meimim, Shal Kohanim, Lonim, Nim, Ladig, Shem, Shnifsal, Bitvul Yom, Bin Ner, Shenitma, Bitme, Mace, Aval, Pisham, Mosifin, Tuma Al Tuma So. And then Rabbi Akiva added Truma Shemin that became Tame from a Tvul Yom, which is a Shlishi L'Tuma, because a Tvul Yom passes Truma Minatora, makes it a Shlishi. They would use that, they would use it in a ner that became tamei from a tamei mace, meaning a metal kli, not a cheres kli, because anything except for a kli cheres that touches tumas mace, meaning a metal kli that touches tumas mace, becomes an avi avos hatuma. So So if you have a metal kli that was tamei b'tmei meis, so you're dealing with an av hatumah being burnt with a shlishi, and you'd allow those to come in contact with each other as well, even though the shlishi is not only being upgraded from a shlishi to a sheni, or intensified from a shlishi to a sheni, it's being intensified from a shlishi to a rishon, because the shema that became possible from the tvul yom is a shlishi. You're malkin in a ner that became tamei from a tmei meis, where the ner itself is an av, so it turns out that the shlishi is now going to become a rishon, because when the av touches this item, it becomes a rishon, and they still did it because it was tameh anyway, so they weren't makbid about the precise level of tumah. So let's review what we learned today. In Perek Aleph Mishnah Yudalid, we said that there was a machlokas beisil beishamai whether a kli cheres could be matzil on everything inside of it, where beishamai said no, only on ochlin amashkin and other kli cheres, but other types of kelim cannot be matzil, because when it's matzil, it's only for the sake of the am haaretz. But when we're dealing with things that are likely to be loaned out to a chaver, it's not going to be matzil. And ultimately, Beis Hillel agreed to that sheet of the Beis Shammai. And then in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, if we said that Rabbi Chinya Sgana Kohanim taught us that they that in the Beis Hamikdash they would burn a shlishi l'tuma with a rishon l'tuma, and then Rabbi Kiva added they would even burn a shlishi l'tuma with an av hatuma, even though you're intensifying the shlishi in the former case to be a sheni, and in the latter case to even become a rishon. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Beis Mishnah Beis.